This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
First of all, Lee, the BBC decided not to give up that prime time slot, so this match will clash with Chelsea versus Manchester United on Saturday evening, which is bemusing from a neutral's perspective, yeah. Isn't it? Of someone that just wants to watch football.
It's up there with the most ridiculous decisions of recent times in terms of the media, isn't it? But, you know, what do you do? I mean, who would rather watch this than that Premier League game? The answer, very few, because the Reading fans who'd want to watch it will surely be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, anyhow, you know, it's an interesting game, this, I think, because, you know, Arsenal are 1-4, obviously, you know, and they're 1-4 for a reason, but still don't think I can back the odds on. You know, I just can't trust them, even though there's a lot going for them in this game.
You'd take 10 to 11, though, wouldn't you, here?
Yeah, I think I'd take 10 to 11, just about. Yeah. Maybe, at a push. I still probably want even money about them, though. There's a lot of things going for them. Obviously, they're used to the big occasion and the pitch and et cetera, but I've been reading a really interesting article on... there's a great website, if anyone uses it, called SB Nation. And it's basically like a collection of different clubs... like forums and blogs, and this one's called the Tilehurst End, and this brilliant article. The guy's basically gone through and looked at all the tactical nuances of Reading's recent games and how Steve Clarke set up against Arsenal when he was West Brom manager, and you know it makes a very compelling argument for what they're going to do. And in recent weeks, I mean, they haven't won a game since they beat Bradford in the FA Cup, have they? In recent weeks, they've obviously been experimenting with a new kind of 4-3-3, which can change into a 4-5-1 and all that. I'm not a massive fan of formations and what have you. I just think the players go out there. But the key thing is that Chalobah has been used as a holding midfielder, and it looks like, according to this article, which is very detailed, it looks like what Steve Clarke will do is have Chalobah as a holding midfielder, and they will have a very tight midfield and stop Arsenal getting through them. So the gap between, we saw it against Burnley actually, the gap between defence and midfield, because Burnley attacked, was sometimes too big, and Arsenal can just flood that gap and attack at will. Now, the last time Steve Clarke played Arsenal, when he was manager of West Brom, they got a 1-1 draw, and he employed that. Better players for West Brom, admittedly, than they've got at Reading at the minute. But if that is the plan, and I see no reason to think that isn't the plan,
yep,
then I think they might be able to have might give Arsenal a little bit of a scare here. It might be one of those where Arsenal may struggle to break Reading down for a large chunk of the game. Another interesting thing is that in Derek will enjoy this and probably remember this actually, in Fergie's book, he said about Arsenal that you don't need to win the ball against Arsenal, you need to stay close to them, intercept it, and then counter quickly, because they're not very good at turning around and defending.
Yeah,
and you know, again, you know, you can imagine that is a tactic that Reading must employ. So with that in mind, I do think Arsenal will get the job done eventually. I just think that the whole occasion will get to Reading eventually. And I don't think they'll last the 90 minutes. I think Arsenal are more suited to that. And I don't think Reading will attack enough to trouble Arsenal. Even if they score one, I still think Arsenal can outscore them. So I'm going under 2.5 goals in the match at 6-4. If you want to add Arsenal into that, and why wouldn't you? The Arsenal to win and under 2.5 would be my key bet. I just think they'll get similar to the Burnley game in a way. You know, 5-2 for Arsenal to win, 1-0 or 2-0.
Could look at the draw at Arsenal as well, if you expect you it in a double result market. Yeah.
I always worry these days about getting chinned in, especially with the
late on in the first half.
Because if the tyre, you know, that spell between like say 35 to 45, you do start to see the concentration slips at that point. So it would maybe the 30-minute betting is another way in, but it's usually a bit short, to be fair. So I'll stick with that. Arsenal win under 2.5 goals.
That's
my main bet, DK.
That's your main bet. Thank you, Mr.
I've had some stick this week, Derek. I got about 6 right last week, and he claims that I put about 4 bets up every match.
Well, when
making a point of saying that's my main bet this week.
When on Monday morning, Derek, there's a post-mortem on the Punt podcast, and we decide how Lee's done over the weekend.
There's no post-mortem.
And he, on my side of things, there is. And he always says, yeah, well, I got this bet up, this bet up. He's putting 6 bets up in every single match, Derek, you know.
Well, that's 60 bets over the course of a Premier League, and you're getting 6 right, Lee. Don't you join in? Welcome to my world.
Don't you join in.
Derek, what do you think on this one?
Well, it doesn't matter what formation Reading player is. I mean, even if you play 4-4-4, they ain't going to get anything out of this game. It's impossible to make a case for them. I mean, they've failed to beat the likes of Blackpool and Cardiff in recent weeks. Why all of a sudden are we expecting them to raise their game against Arsenal on neutral ground when they haven't been able to raise it against token opposition on home soil? It ain't going to happen. And yeah, okay, it sounds in theory great, like what Fergie has to say, catch Arsenal on the break, but you're playing with players most of the time and then playing against Arsenal like Ronaldo and Wayne Rooney. Now you've got players like Pogrebniak, Jamie Mackey, Yakubu. I mean, the pre-match meal is a bowl of Werther's originals. How old are these people? I mean, these were going when the Premier League first began, these players. It's an absolute nailed on certain Arsenal. With 1-4, no one's going to touch them, of course. But you mentioned 10-11. You'd have a double if they were 10-11. Well, the 10-11 to win without conceding. Mm. And I just can't see how Reading are going to score here. It's a nailed on Arsenal win, and 10-11 to win to nil strikes me as a decent bet.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.